10 UUA Resources for Congregations. The UUA has lots of resources for congregations. Here are 10 that should be at the top of your list. Web addresses for each one are available at uua.org/leaders. Number 1 is the new Congregational Handbook. The new handbook is the first place you should look if you have a question about a UUA program or a question about how to do something connected with some aspect of congregational leadership. The handbook, produced through the New Congregation and Growth Services Office, is available only online. Check it out. Number 2 is Interconnections, the UUA's newsletter of practical advice and web resource guide for lay leaders of congregations and the staff members who work with them. Interconnections is published quarterly. Paper copies go to many church leaders. All others are invited to read it online. Its web resource has 4 parts. Leadership Quick Start, which has answers to your immediate questions about leadership issues. Resource Library, where you can search all back copies of Interconnections for practical guidance from congregations that have grappled successfully with issues that all congregations face. The library's database is searchable by topic or committee concerns and includes entries from the new Congregational Handbook. The third part is the FAQ, more than 100 frequently asked questions with answers about congregational life. The final part is Leadership Events, a calendar of workshops and conferences. On the web, you can sign up for notification by email when each new issue of Interconnections is published. The next resource is the new Public Relations Manual developed by Janet Hayes, the UUA's information officer, called Sharing the Good News, a Public Relations Manual for Congregations. This is a step-by-step handbook for communications committees. Number 4 is The Membership Journey, a 53-page guide to helping congregations become more welcoming and to grow. The guide is a compilation of practical information written by the New Congregation Office and drawn from various UU and liberal religious sources, including Interconnections. It also suggests approaches to moving toward being an anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural congregation. Another resource is UUWorld.org, the UUA's new weekly web magazine. Once just an archive of articles from past issues of the UUA's print magazine, the site now offers new articles each week about the association and about what congregations are doing. Use it to stay up to date on Unitarian Universalism. You can also sign up for an email alert so that you will be notified when new articles appear. UUA-sponsored email lists are another source of valuable information for congregational leaders. The UUA sponsors scores of email lists where leaders can ask questions of other leaders about common topics, such as membership, church financial issues, worship, and leadership. Maybe you want information on social justice issues. There are a number of UUA offices that focus on social justice. Start with the Office of Congregational Advocacy and Witness. There's also the UUA's Washington office and the Identity-Based Ministries Staff Group. This latter office can help your congregation understand what it means to be welcoming to and supportive of people who are bisexual, gay, lesbian, and/or transgender, people of color, people with disabilities, and people who are economically oppressed. In addition, the Congregational Services Staff Group is where you'll find resources that support anti-racism and anti-oppression work, including the new Just Change Consultancy and the Journey Toward Wholeness Anti-Racism Program. Resource number 8 is the New Congregation and Growth Resources Office. This office provides many resources around issues of growth and effective leadership, including workshops, advertising materials, and ways to be welcoming. Number 9 is the UU Worship Web. The Worship Web is an online database of worship resources designed to help with materials for worship services. The 10th resource is the Small Group Ministry Network. More than 2/3 of our congregations have formed small group ministry programs, consisting of groups of 6 to 10 people or so, who meet regularly to get to know each other better and to go deeper with their religion. The network is a place to ask questions about small group ministry, find new topics for meetings, and discover ways of forming small groups. These 10 resources are only a small part of the support available to congregations from the UUA, and they're a good place to start. You can find web addresses for all 10 of the resources at uua.org/leaders.